Number 4 and verse 1. Second Timothy 4:1. The Apostle Paul speaks to young Timothy, whom he considered his son in the faith. Timothy was raised right. His mother and grandmother taught him scripture. And he says to him, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. They shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned to fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. The apostle says, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I've kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that live as appearing. Father, bless your word now. In Jesus' name, amen. You can be seated. There's no way in the world that I would compare myself to the Apostle Paul. I have nothing but the greatest love and respect for Paul. I mean that. But there are many things about the life of Paul that I do share in common with him. I know the Lord this morning because I had a personal encounter, just exactly like he did. I wasn't on the road to Damascus, but he came to me. I had a personal encounter with God. He brought me out of darkness. He saved my soul. I was a wicked, vile, godless sinner. I was not seeking after God. I was not trying to do that which was right. I was enjoying my sin and continuing on in my rebellion. But a hand much bigger than mine came down upon my soul, and I knew it when he did. And so he brought conviction into my life. All I did was sit down on a sofa and bow my head and say, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I had no idea what was going to happen when I raised my head. I was in a new world. And it's never been the same since. And I can't try to convince you this morning about something like that if you've never been there. But I've been there. And I had lived for 27 years before that day. I had been in the military, been all over the world. I'd seen stuff that you won't see in Knoxville, Tennessee. I saw it firsthand. Better believe it. But anyway, God came to me. He saved my soul. It wasn't too long after that he began to move upon me to preach. And I thought, what in the world's going on now? I mean, I had no idea. I wasn't a son of a preacher, wasn't raised in a preaching home. What is this? But he wouldn't leave me. And so I, after a while, announced my calling to preach. Bill Cardwell was the pastor of Third Creek Baptist Church. That's where we were members. I got up that morning, went down at the altar. I said, the Lord's called me to preach. Bill said, all right, get ready. You'll preach tonight. I said, Lord, have mercy. So I went home, shut the door, and sweat blood that afternoon. Believe me, I did. Man. I mean, that was the most stress I've ever endured in my life. I got up that night and opened the Bible, and I remember the text, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Preached the book, and God was with me. He blessed me to help me. And I never for one time since then, never have I ever doubted my call to preach. Never, never. Now, if you have, that's fine. I'm not up here this morning to run you down. I'm just telling you what's happened to me in my life. God's been good to me, brought me here in 1976. I was saved in 73. I was 3 years old, green as that grass out there. I didn't know anything, but I knew I was called to preach. I knew that. The church called me to pastor in 1976. Next year will be 50 years that I'll be here, 50 years. I've seen a lot of things happen in 50 years. God's been good to me. He's blessed me. I say again this morning, folks, God's been good to me. He's been good to me. He's been very good to me. I have endured assaults from Satan. I've been through hell fire. I've been to places that you can't imagine. I fought battles that I never thought I'd ever see. I've had to deal with issues that I never thought that I didn't even know existed. But I had to deal with them, so I dealt with them. God was there. He showed me things. He taught me. He taught me His faithfulness and His goodness. He taught me how that in the midst of a battle, in the midst of trials, in the midst of it, He may not show me what it's about. He may not offer a whole lot of comfort. He may not even be there in the sense that I think He ought to be there. Sometimes you even feel like God's abandoned you. But when you get through it, He has a way of showing you. He does. He has a way of showing you. He does. And you're able to look back. You're able to see the hand of God as he did things. And you say to yourself, my goodness gracious, I never imagined He's going to do it that way. And He does it. He does it. Last Sunday morning, I got up to come to the house of God and preach the word. And I went through hell. Last Sunday morning, I was in hell. That's all I can say to you people. I mean, I'm not dramatizing or exaggerating anything. I know hell when I see it, and I was in it. And I prayed God help me because I had to get up in the pulpit that morning and preach. Now, please understand me, folks. I was a professional mechanic before God called me to preach. And I know what it is to work with my hands. I've always worked with my hands and always liked it. I enjoyed it. I've still got my tools. I've got Snap-on toolboxes. They're probably worth a pile of money now. I've had them for 50-something years. Sure have. A bunch of Snap-on tools, Mac and Cornwell and all the rest of it. I was a professional mechanic. I made my living building motors and valve jobs, a whole nine yards, and enjoyed it. Never complained one time. Always got up and went to work every day. Always. I didn't sit around my hand out. I wanted to work. But I could get drunk one night and get up the next morning. I could go in and I could go out on New Year's and get fallen down drunk, and then I could get up Monday morning and I could go in, go to the line mechanic, and no sweat, no problem at all. You can't do that and preach. There's a certain, only you preachers, only you men can understand what I'm saying. Only you can understand what I'm saying. And let me say this too before I move any further in what I'm about to say to you. What I'm about to say to you has absolutely nothing to do with anything that's happened here at Temple Baptist Church. So, okay, get that off the side. It has nothing to do with anybody. But, folks, I'm in hell right now. And I'm in distress. And I'm desperate. Crying out for God's people to pray for me. I need your prayers. I need your prayers. I went through that and came in here and opened the Bible, and God blessed me. He was with me, and I preached His word that afternoon. Went out to eat, went home, went back to hell. Went back to hell that afternoon. Came here that night, and last Sunday night I went home, went back to hell again. I might have gotten 2 hours sleep last night. I don't sleep anymore. There's no peace in my home. I'm not going to name any names, and I'm not airing dirty linen. I'm asking for help. If you love this pastor, you're going to pray for me because I've about endured all I can endure. I got to have help. My home has turned into a living hell, and I need help. And I know you love the Lord, and I love the Lord. And I love you, and I know you love me. And I've gone as far as I can go. Can't go any further. I wouldn't be up here saying what I am to you this morning. I've fought. And I've prayed. And all I know to do now is give it to you, my brothers and my sisters, and cry out to God. We need help. I need help. I love you. I love what I do. There's no doubt that this is where God wants me. I'm doing what God's called me to do. There's no doubt in my mind at all. But the pastor is under assault like you wouldn't believe. Please pray for me. Father, I know these people love me. I know they do. And Heavenly Father, you know we're not playing games. You know what's going on. You know the need. Oh, God, you know the need. I've done everything I know to do. I've gone the extra mile. I've given all I know to give. But now I'm turning to you and turning to your church and turning to your people. And I'm asking for them to cry out, oh, God, I know Satan hates me. I know he hates this ministry. I know he hates any man that preaches the word. I know that. I know that. There's no doubt in my mind. He hates it. And Father, as we leave out of here today, oh God, bring peace back to my home. Lord, bring peace back to my home. Bring peace back to my home where there's freedom in my house to pray. Oh, God. There may be some people in here this morning, Lord, been through the same thing I'm going through. They know how I feel. They know what this is. They know all about it. Lord, bring peace back to my home. Lord Jesus. I prayed, Lord, you know that. I didn't just jump up here and say this. I prayed and talked to you about this and talked to you about it and talked to you about it. And you gave me liberty. You said it's okay. It's all right to do what I'm doing. So I'm doing it, Lord. And I know you're going to do something. I know it. In my soul, I know it. In your holy name. I love you, Father. I love you, my Lord Jesus. I love your church. I love your people. I love your work. I love what you've called me into and what you've done for me. You brought me out of hell. But the enemy's come now, Lord. The enemy has come against me in a way that I've never had it happen before. In Jesus' name. Bless all of you. Thank you for praying. Man, that helps my soul to see you come here like that. Bless you, brother. Just keep praying. Keep praying. People say to me that they know exactly what to pray for because they've gone through it too. And that's what I'm appealing to. Amen. God bless you. Well, folks, that's it. I poured my soul out to you. I'll do everything I can to pastor this church. Study, pray, get the messages from God. But I'm going to battle. I'm going to battle. All I know to do now is just see what God does. See what he does. There's some things in life that aren't easy, folks. I would never have thought, I'll be 80 years old in September. I would never have thought that something like this could happen, but it has happened. And so it is. All right, you stand up with me this morning. We'll have word of prayer and we'll let you go.